This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, everybody. It is a very good evening if you live in Boston, Massachusetts. But I am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andy Dorf. However, Andy will be joining us in just a few minutes. But this is the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind Show. I am Mike Wilson. You can find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can find me on the Dorf on Sports radio show every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. But like I said, I'm filling in for Andy. Andy's getting ready to go on vacation, but he can't stay away from talking sports with me. We do it every Sunday morning, like I said. But I want to lead off the show with a special congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. They were the best team all year in Major League Baseball, and they showed it throughout. They showed it throughout the playoffs. They took down Clayton Kershaw. Again, Kershaw showed that he was quite human again during the playoffs, but the Red Sox did what they had to do. They beat the Dodgers tonight 5-1 to win the series 4-1. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you see such a dominant team, a well-rounded team in the Boston Red Sox go from the start to the finish and pull it off. And Steve Pearce, the journeyman from Toronto, acquired from Toronto, got the MVP, hitting two dingers out of the park. But with that said, this is an NFL Rewind show, and Andy will be joining us after the break to break down all the scores, all the intimate little stories that go along with it. There's Vikings lose, Chiefs win, Steelers get a win, Raiders drop another game, but we will talk about all that. And if you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-878-7529. And we will be back shortly after these words.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Get the World Series of Handicapping Football Consensus Picks on Sports Byline Radio. Each Friday night from sports handicapper Ron Raymond. The World Series of Handicapping is going into its seventh season. Get the picks the sports books don't want you to know about.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Prescott under center, play action, sets the throw, looking deep down the left side, Tavon Austin, open at the 30, he's got it, inside the 20, turns on the Jets to the 10, cuts right to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown! 64 yards, Prescott to the speed burner, Tavon Austin, and the Cowboys on top.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Overnight America Rewind show, NFL Rewind show. Excuse me, that is a mouthful right there for us. We are now halfway through the season, but I can't talk about that unless I bring in my partner in crime, who is about to go on vacation, Andy Dorf. Andy, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, I can't complain, Mike Wilson. I appreciate you obviously filling in for me, doing a little double duty. But I love the open, man. I mean, obviously, it's all about the NFL on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. But you obviously have to recognize the Boston Red Sox and the accomplishment of winning the World Series, beating the LA Dodgers, which actually the only reason I'm bringing it up is because that's where I'm at, man. I'm in LA, obviously leaving tomorrow, like you said, and I just can't wait to talk about football, man. I mean, what a day when it starts out with the Eagles and the Jaguars in London, the Eagles picking up that victory 24-18. I'm going to go through the scores, Mike. Bears get the Jets 24-10. Bengals wind up winning 37-34. The Bucks play both of their quarterbacks. Jameis Winston has a terrible day, bro. We'll talk about his four interceptions and Fitzpatrick getting into that game. Seahawks get it done over the Lions 28-14. We talked about this, brother. We said that, you know, two interesting quarterbacks and who's going to shine. Russell Wilson, you made the call. I got to give you credit. I figured the Lions at home would show, but especially after a bye week, but both the teams coming off bye weeks, and the Seahawks were the better team. They get it done 28-14 behind those three touchdowns from Russell Wilson. Chiefs, they win 30-27. Broncos had a late push, but not enough behind Patrick Mahomes. Another four-touchdown day for that guy. Just, we got to talk about him making it look too easy, Mike Wilson. The Redskins win 20-13 over the Giants. Steelers 33-18 over the Browns. Panthers 36-21 over the Ravens. The Colts get it done on the road at the Raiders, 42-28. Cards get it done, 18-15 over the 49ers. And then the Saints get it done, 30-20 over the Vikings, man. And then obviously all we have left is that Monday night or the Pats and the Bills. But what a day. You said it, man, halfway through the NFL season, brother. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, like I said, it is halfway through. And there we talked about the surprises this morning and the things that didn't really shock us. But today, man, I'm going to start off talking about that Bengals-Bucks game and just how bad Jameis Winston looked. Is there cause for concern here with Jameis? And just, you know, has he reached his ceiling? Has he reached his – I don't want to say he's reached his potential because he looks so bad today. But, you know, what would you say about Jameis's performance?
I mean, it was god-awful. You said it, man. I mean, it was pretty brutal to see a guy who we've all expected to be a much better pro than he is. And, you know, a lot of his off-field distractions, you know, look, I'm going to make a comparison here, man. I mean, you think about some of the things that Jameis Winston has gotten himself in trouble with, you know, and let's make a comparison with Tiger Woods. You know, I mean, he had all those off-course problems. Well, Jameis Winston has all these off-field problems, you know, and I think you could make a very good comparison between the two. And right now, Jameis is struggling on the field, too. So, yeah, man, there's very much serious concern for cause for concern there in Tampa Bay with the future. Because let's be honest, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a franchise quarterback. And we know how quickly guys are to be looking for the next big thing. So, you know, they drafted Jameis Winston very high. And he has definitely not lived up to anywhere near the hype, Mike.
No, I agree. And you know, let's not take anything from the Bengals to, you know, drive the length of the field basically to get the field goal to win the game. But yeah, Jameis, you make the Tiger comparison. When I was watching the game today, I'm thinking, God, this is like Ryan Leaf. Like with all the distractions, with all the stuff off the field, man. But yeah, but the Bucks are just in some serious hot water right now, being at 3-4 overall and 1-3 in their division. But let's jump to the Bears and the Jets. You know, we talked about that today as well. You know, like which of these young quarterbacks was going to kind of show out a little bit? Hey, Trubisky had a good day. He was 16-29 for 220 and a couple TDs. So, you know, he showed that he obviously plays well at home.
Look, I'm going to call him Mitch. I'm sorry. It's hard to say Mitchell, okay? Look, Mitch Trubisky is not bad. I've been saying it for the whole year. This guy has definitely made some pretty good progressions. The Bears aren't bad either. Let's face it. They have a solid running game, bro. I mean, when you can run the ball and you can have balance on offense, Trubisky doesn't have to be great. He just has to be good. And I'll be honest, dude, they've got decent receivers too. And then obviously Khalil Mack on the other side of the ball. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, bro. So the Bears are much better than people thought they were going to be. And hey, look, right now they're playing a major factor in the NFC North because of the Packers and the Vikings struggles, man.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about comparisons, you know, with Jameis just like 30 seconds ago. What about the comparison that I'm kind of making in my head with Trubisky and Alex Smith in terms of he doesn't have to be great, but he has to manage the game, and if he has a running back, he can turn around to hand the ball off to. The balance that creates, you know, for Trubisky is going to long-term, you would think, would help him down the line, wouldn't you say?
I mean, look, Alex Smith, that's an interesting comparison. I don't necessarily think that Trubisky is just a game manager. I think the guy's capable. I really do. He can use his legs. I agree. But I can see the similarities to a certain degree, but it's hard to compare, guys with other guys in general. But I'm impressed with Mitchell Trubisky, bro. I really am. I'm impressed with the Bears. I didn't think they were going to be this good. And truth be told, you're like 4-3, and it's not that great. But when you thought that the Vikings were going to be better, you obviously thought that the Packers were going to be better than they are. This is an impressive showing from Trubisky and the Bears thus far, Mike, to be honest with you. And
yeah,
Will Mack is finding his way. So I think they're pretty solid.
The thing that has impressed me with the Bears, it's just going out and getting Khalil Mack to make that deal to go, he's going to be a difference maker for us, and we got to go out and get him. And they did, and you can see it. You can see it there. And I hear the music in the background. So, we will certainly continue this talk about the games today and the little stories that go in between all that. But if you want to call in at 1-800-878-7529 to join the conversation. And we'll be back right after these words.
Fitzpatrick going deep to Deshaun Jackson on the first play from scrimmage. The former Eagle is inside the 10 and takes it all the way, 75 yards for a Buccaneers touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Wasn't ready for that throw. It's third and goal. Rosen, end zone. That is Fitzgerald, and that is a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Woo, it's going to be good.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind show. I am Mike Wilson. I'm filling in for Andy Dorf, but it's kind of ironic here. We have Andy on the line. He can't stay away from talking NFL football because that's just who he is. Andy, let's continue this talk. We had the day led off with the Eagles and the Jaguars. What do you take away from the Eagles and the Jaguars? Eagles win 24-18, but what's your takeaway?
Well, real quickly, man, let's just give a little credit to Josh Rosen for figuring out a way to get a victory for those Arizona Cardinals. They've been tough to come by for the year for them, let's be honest. So good to see them getting the win column, man. We love the Bird Gang, you and me, you and I should say, living in the Valley of the Sun. We definitely support those teams. So if you're listening to us somewhere on SiriusXM channel 203 and you're in the Valley of the Sun or you're a Bird Gang person, hey, we get it, man. We understand your pain. We can appreciate the fact that you got a victory, and hopefully this Josh Rosen kid can really make a difference. And with that being said, I believe he's the only rookie that actually won for his team that played this week. So kudos goes to him for getting that done. And back to your question, Eagles and Jags, man, two teams that are somewhat surprising. Let's be honest, man. Jaguars are struggling. I mean, their offense is really bad, and look, is it just because Leonard Fournette isn't playing? I mean, is it that simple? I don't know. Is Blake Bortles not able to make plays? I mean, is it somewhere in between those two things? Maybe. That defense, for some reason, isn't the same either, Mike, and I don't know, man. It just goes to show you how difficult it really is to be good all the time, and especially when you're expected to be good and you're having failure and you're not having that success. I mean, wow, we're yeah, criticizing them like crazy, but let's be honest. What did they do before last year when they made it to the AFC Championship game? So, look, success is very hard to come by, bro, and the Jaguars are understanding and seeing that right now.
Yeah, that is the voice of Andy Dorf, the usual host of this Sports Overnight NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind show. But yeah, no, I totally agree with you with the Jaguars in terms of, I think there's a myriad of things that are affecting them. One, you know, you don't have Fournette, you know, and I had talked about with Mitchell Trubisky, just having a running back and having balance to the offense. You mentioned having balance to the offense. You don't have a guy like Fournette who just pounds the ball. That's going to help out a guy like Blake Bortles, and they don't have it right now. They have the off-the-field issues with the guys not paying the tab at a bar in London. That plays a part. Bortles isn't playing well. Things just haven't gone well, and it's one of those things where, you know, You get into a situation and things just start snowballing. And sometimes yeah, you just can't get out of the way of the snowball. Today it was the Eagles' turn to play well. And Carson Wentz was 21 of 30, 286 and 3 TDs. I mean, that's the Carson Wentz that we got used to before the injury last year. So, you know, the Eagles come up with a big victory, and, you know, and it's kind of good to see. I mean, you got the Super Bowl champs, and maybe they have some kind of, you know, Super Bowl hangover type of thing going on with them, because they're only at 500, but they are in, you know, they're trying to catch the Redskins, you know. So it was a good win. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you believe in the Redskins? Because at some point, you know, you are what your record is. They're now 5-2, man. And I think their defense is pretty good. I'll be honest with you. I think their defense is solid. And I think that if they do hang around and they somehow wind up winning that division, I really think it has a lot to do with their defense. And then obviously, I mean, Alex Smith, you know, you brought him up earlier, bro. Here's that guy again, leading yet another team potentially to a division championship and maybe getting them to the playoffs. I mean, again, we're only halfway through. We got to see how things play out. But, I mean, the Washington Redskins, I actually am starting to believe in them to a certain degree. What say you? Are you believing in the Washington Redskins?
Right now, sure. I mean, I watched some of that game today, and what I saw was, you know, he had Alex Smith, but he turned around today, and who did he give the ball to? Adrian Peterson, the veteran. You know, he had close to 150 yards. He had a TD. Yeah. I think, you know, 26 carries, 150 yards, 149 yards, something like that.
I think he had a passing and a running touchdown. I mean, you brought up a great point that I wanted to touch on, man. I mean, dude, has he turned the clock back or what? Or what was wrong with the Arizona Cardinals? Again, man, I mean, that's a guy that is supposed to be on the wrong side of 30, right, Mike Wilson? But he somehow has turned the clock back, and he is absolutely playing fantastic. And that's a great point, man. Just two old crafty veterans, Alex Smith and Adrian Peterson, in that backfield for the Washington Redskins, and they're getting the job done, man. And they're getting the job done in a major way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember seeing too many people saying, you know, before the season started that the Redskins could win this division. I mean, you know, everybody was, you know, latching on to, you know, they were latching on to Philadelphia. I heard some people say Dallas. I mean, I really didn't hear the Redskins in the conversation before the season started. And Alex Smith is just showing how valuable he is, how good of an NFL quarterback he is. And Adrian Peterson, like you said, he's turning back the clock. Andy, I mean, I saw pictures of this guy today. He's huge. Like you said, he's on the wrong side of 30. But if that's what you're going to look like on the wrong side of 30, every day, sign me up for that, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's impressive, again, what they're both doing for the Washington Redskins at this point, man. It's definitely something special. And let's keep it rolling, man. Keep it going, Mike Wilson. I love the conversation, man.
Well, let's jump to the Steelers and the Browns, man. I mean, you know me and my family, we're a Steeler household, so, you know, we're all in waving the towels and all that kind of, you know, all those towels and everything. But this was a game that I heard some people say the Browns could go into Pittsburgh and win a game. I really wasn't buying too much into that. I mean, anytime you have Antonio Brown and you got Big Ben sitting back there, you know, and throwing to Juju
Connor,
and just that
bro.
Offense, man. It's crazy.
James Conner, man. I mean, come on. Have they forgotten about Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh yet? Because if you haven't, I think you're foolish first and foremost. And truth be told, I'm starting to really, really fall in love with James Conner, man. I mean, you want to talk about a kid who just goes out there and gives you everything he has week in and week out. And, you know, everyone's talking about Le'Veon Bell and, you know, when's he coming back? Dude just sticks with it, man. And you know what? I think that his teammates and his whole team and coaching staff and everybody, they're all buying into him. And you know what? It's really good to see. So kudos to the Pittsburgh Steelers for figuring out a way to just kind of move on, even though you're hanging on. At the same time, you're finding a way to be better than average and move on from, you know, one of the best running backs in the game, if not the best when he's healthy and playing. I mean, I think Todd Gurley would make an argument, but truth be told, that's a heck of a ball player in Le'Veon Bell, and you know what, Pittsburgh's figuring it out, so give them credit. Yeah. On the other side, bro, the Browns, I mean, I hate to say this, but they are improving, man. And I don't necessarily mean I hate to say that, but it's like, it's hard to say that because we're talking about the Browns, but they are definitely a better football team, Mike. So, you know, in a way, kudos to them. But the Steelers, that's a playoff football team, Mike Wilson. So they'll be all right, and they figure out a way to win with or without their best players. And I respect that, man.
No, I do. And when everybody knows the backstory to James Conner and how he, you know, he overcame cancer and the whole thing. So all this to James Conner, I'm sure, is just icing on the cake, man. He's getting his chance to perform. He's getting his chance to shine. And what does he do after every touchdown? He goes and he thanks his offensive line. And when you do that and you're a running back, man, you know, it's just gravy, and they just fall in love with it, and they will block for you. So, Andy, with that, you know, the music's coming, we got to go to a break, but you know, hey, it's been great talking with you. You enjoy your vacation.
If you want, I'll stick around, bro.
Yeah, stick around. That's fine. Yeah, let's just stick around. So join the conversation, 1-800-878-7529 on the Sports Overnight NFL Rewind Show. We'll be back after these words, everybody.
Second and four at the 26 of Baltimore. Roethlisberger looks to the left, steps to the right, fires back to the left side, looking for Brown in the end zone, leaps up. He's got a touchdown. Antonio Brown in front of Marlon Humphrey, 26 yards from Roethlisberger, and the Steelers right back in it, down 14-12 with 2:50 to play first half.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use Home Advisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
5.5 to play in the third. This is Connor again. Connor breaking free. The five. Touchdown.
Receiver top of the field. Two near side. Mitch going to shovel it inside. Here is Trey Burden. He goes airborne for the goal line. He is in for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind Show. I am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andy, but like I was saying earlier, Andy is with us. He's about to go on vacation. Who knows where he's going? It's kind of a Where's Waldo kind of thing with him. But we've been talking NFL football for about the past 40 minutes. And, you know, Andy, this show wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk about your Green Bay Packers and the scare they put into the Rams today. And I had the Packers winning this game. I thought they could go after the secondary of the Rams, and they did. I mean, they kind of took it to them a little bit, and the Rams got a fortunate turnover by the Packers deep in Packer territory to get the winning field goal. And so that bad man, Aaron Rodgers, just, you know, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't pull off any magic because he couldn't be on the field. So what do you say about that Packer-Ram game today, buddy?
Look, unfortunate loss for the Green Bay Packers in more than one way. Obviously, you're back under 500. Or I'm sorry, you're 500, 3-3-1 because of the tie game that they had with the Minnesota Vikings. But you missed opportunities because the Vikings lost, Detroit lost, and then the Bears were the lone ranger that actually won in the NFC North. So rightfully so, man. They kind of deserve all the credit. But the Packers, man, again, you know, you got to make good decisions, Mike Wilson, in life, in sports, in real life, whatever. You got to make good decisions. And decision-making seems to be an issue week in and week out with the Green Bay Packers, whether it's from the coaching staff and the questionable play calling from them at times, or from the players when guys like Ty Montgomery, who, you know, should just take a knee and take the ball at the 25-yard line instead of thinking, hey, I can make a play here, because unfortunately the play that was made was a fumble, and then the Rams are able to close the game out. So Aaron Rodgers never gets a chance to put VS on his chest and his team on his back and do what Aaron Rodgers does, just like Tom Brady and some of the other greats that have played this game late in ball games, which is go out there and get your team a victory when you don't think you're necessarily going to be in a position to do that. So unfortunate loss for the Green Bay Packers, but you know, what can we say about the Rams? Another team that, you know, they find ways to win. We talked about the Steelers a little bit in that respect. But the Rams are that way too, Mike. They just have guys that can make plays for them at times. And, you know, I talked about Todd Gurley a little bit earlier. That guy's special, man. I'm sorry, but he is hard to bring down. The guy can make plays out of the backfield by throwing it to him. He can obviously run you over through what he does off the ground. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons at wide receiver, and Jared Goff is not a bad quarterback, man. I think he's earning his keep, and the Rams are set for a lot of success. And I said it before the season that's a Super Bowl caliber team, and you know what? Super Bowl caliber teams win close games, they win blowouts, they win ugly games, they win easy games. They just win, Mike, and that's what the Rams are doing at this point.
Yeah, it really is. And you talked about Goff being a really good quarterback. I mean, he threw for 295 today, he had 3 touchdowns. You know, Gurley, yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the Gurley train. That kid is special, and they have other guys that can make other types of plays. I mean, they got Brandon Cooks, from my alma mater, Oregon State. You know, I'm just going to say that right now. But, he can take the lid off the defense. I mean, he can blow by anybody and make plays. You got Robert Woods, and then the way that they run that offense is just one of those things where everybody can be involved. Be involved in the offense in one way because that offense is so dynamic. You can put different guys in different spots. You can put Cooks in the backfield. You can put Gurley in the slot. You can put Gurley out wide. You got Robert Woods, who can also slot outside. I mean, it's just so dynamic that you wonder if they're actually going to lose. Are they going to be another team that goes undefeated like the 72 Dolphins and the Patriots and, you know, those kind of things. So the Rams right now are a special team, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. And McVay's done a great job. I mean, I've been calling him young Belichick, and now I kind of think that I now that I'm starting to hear it out there. So, it's good to be a trendsetter, but truth be told, the Rams are good, man. They're good. That's a real quality football team. Hey, I kind of want to talk about the Saints and the Vikings because
I think that's where I was going next, bud.
Well, only because in a way, I think that the Saints or the Vikings could very easily be a team that is playing the Rams to get to that Super Bowl. So, and you know what? With that being said, right now I give a little bit of an edge to the Saints, and I think I kind of said that earlier this morning with you on the early show that we do Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Look, the Vikings are good, but you know what? The Saints, they do have that it factor. They have a really powerful offense, right? I mean, their defense is starting to get better. I think that the Saints are pretty serious too. So that's why I kind of wanted to go here, is because I think that the Saints or the Vikings, when push comes to shove, those are two teams that could potentially be playing those LA Rams for a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree that we could be looking at a Rams and Saints matchup for that NFC title game. You know, the Vikings dropped to 4-3-1. So they're falling behind the Saints here, but wouldn't that be fun to watch the Saints and the Rams? Is how many points would be scored? How many yards is Goff and Breeze going to throw for? I mean, that would be, for me, that would be a highly entertaining game just because of the way that the offenses are so dynamic. And so you can put guys in different spots and they'll succeed. And then the two coaches. You know, the two coaches, these two teams, they are, to me, they're brilliant. So that would, the matchup between those, the young guy and the old guy, and who's going to make the adjustments and all those kind of things. But right now the Saints are rolling, man. I mean, they're 6-1 in Breeze. Breeze didn't throw for that many yards tonight, but he didn't have to because his team just made plays when they needed to.
Look, man, that we're talking about a team that was one play away from getting to the Super Bowl, or to the championship game anyway. So, look, but that too is a really good football team, and maybe one year past where they should have been. So maybe a little bit of redemption for the New Orleans Saints, as they obviously want to get to the Super Bowl. And Drew Brees, all the records that guy keeps breaking, man, it's insane. So, hey, speaking of records, that Patrick Mahomes kid, man.
You read my mind.
Another four-touchdown day. I mean, I know he did have an interception. They get another victory. You know, we're talking about the Rams that are rolling. We're talking about the Saints that are rolling. The Chiefs are rolling pretty damn good, too, bro.
Yeah, yes, they are. And once again, I swear to God, when you watch Patrick Mahomes, it's like you're watching some kid just playing 7-on-7 and just – you know, he's throwing passes like sidearm. He's like throwing it with his left hand like he did a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's when Mahomes is out there, I just feel like it's backyard football. Like, you know, you're playing on Thanksgiving and you're just coming up with all these different ways to score and make it look entertaining. But let's not forget, I mean, the Broncos made the Chiefs look, you know, kind of vulnerable today in a little bit. They didn't take a back seat to the Chiefs. I mean, they made the Chiefs work for this victory today.
Well, they did, but, you know, it was a late comeback and late push. It was a late push from the Broncos. But truth be told, man, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's making it look so easy, first and foremost.
Yes,
right? But how much fun do you think all those guys are having right now? I mean, you want to talk about spreading it around. They got a ton of weapons on offense. Their defense is starting to come around. They're figuring things out. I think the Chiefs are legit. You know, they're like the Jaguars of last year, this year. They're just kind of coming and taking the lead by storm, and Patrick Mahomes is shining really, really well. And to be quite honest with you, Blake Bortles played well last year too. Not the same guy this year for some reason or another, but – Patrick Mahomes is taking the league by storm. That's the MVP. I mean, it's going to be over and done with sooner than later. The guy's already got 26 touchdowns. He's on his way to 50 touchdowns, Mike. I mean, I don't think there's been anybody to do that besides Peyton Manning, if I'm not mistaken, in a long, long time. So that guy is throwing the heck out of the ball. And
he has weapons, bro. He has so many weapons, man. Yeah, he just has so many weapons that he can throw to. I mean, I would be loving it if I could throw to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, and everybody else that is on that offensive side of the ball. And he's getting protected. That's the other thing that people overlook. With all these weapons, he's staying upright. You know, he's getting hit, but he's not getting hit a ton. So his offensive line is doing the job. His skill guys are doing the job. This could be a team that, unlike the Jaguars, has some sustainability. Can be, you know, if they don't go all the way this year, they'll be right back in the picture next year, because they'll have the majority of their guys back, minus, you know, this guy or that guy, maybe, you know, a second or third stringer. But, you know, Mahomes he's set up to be successful. And, you know, this morning on our show that we do from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on, you know, but Andy Reid is just a quarterback guru. Like, he is the guy that, if I'm a quarterback and I get drafted by him, I know that I'm going to be better from day one to however long my career is with Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, let's see how the Chiefs do come playoff time. The Chargers are right there. The Chargers are right there too. They're playing pretty well. You know, I think another team that's playing pretty well and kind of under the radar is the Panthers. You know, Cam Newton was special a couple of years back. Look, man, there's a lot of football left to be played, Mike, and, you know, now is the time when we're going to see the pretenders start coming out, and we'll see who the contenders really are. So, and I'm not quite sure who it is in the NFC North right now, and that to me is somewhat shocking, because I thought the Vikings would be better, I thought the Packers would be better, and I didn't think the Bears would be this good. So, interesting as it always is in the NFL, bro.
Exactly. And, you know, I hear the music in the background, Andy. Andy, hey, once again, bro, it's always good to talk sports with you, NFL especially. You enjoy your vacation. You enjoy your time off. You've certainly earned it. And we will, I'm sure you and I will talk again soon once you get back. Yeah. So have a good one, buddy.
I'll talk to you next week, partner. Thanks for having me, brother. And I appreciate you filling in.
All right. All right. No problem. With that being said, this is the overnight Sports Overnight America Rewind, NFL Rewind show, and we'll be back after these words.
Kareem Hunt, hands on his knees, to the left of Patrick Mahomes, retreats after locating the Mike backer. Delayed blitz by New England. Mahomes, corner pattern, ready once. Tyreek Hill makes the catch. Far side, touchdown! Kansas City! The Cheetah burned him last year. He burns him tonight and burns Devin McCourty on a 14-yard corner pattern.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind Show. I am Mike Wilson. Let's hit these scores that happened today. We had the Eagles over the Jaguars, 24-18. We had the Bears over the Jets, 24-10. We had the Bengals over the Bucks, 37-34. We had the Seahawks take down the Lions, 28-14. We had the Chiefs win over the Broncos, 30-23. We had the Redskins take down their rival in the Giants, 20-13. We had the Browns fall to the Steelers, 33-18. The Panthers take down the Ravens, 36-21. The Colts beat the Raiders by 2 touchdowns, 42-28. The Rams win by 2, 29-27. The Niners and the Cardinals take them down 18-15. The Saints win in Minnesota 30-20. That was the day in football, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to thank my co-host, Andy Dorr, for joining the show for much of the hour. It's always good to talk with him as he goes off on vacation. But I am Mike Wilson. I am usually with Andy Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Byline Radio. You can find me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. And you can find me all over the net writing articles about everything. So with that being said, thank you for joining us on the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind Show. Good night, everybody.